You may be seated. If you would turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. My subject this morning, the blessings of Abraham. The blessings of Abraham. This is a powerful word from the Lord, because the blessings of Abraham, they belong to you. There's a lot more that God did when we got saved than just wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad to be saved, but I've got to live here, and you've got to live here on this earth, and we need the Word of God, because it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I'm reading from Genesis 13 and 1, if you follow me on your screen or there in your Bible. It says, "And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold." Now, turning your Bibles to Genesis chapter 14, I want you to look with some verses of scripture with me here. Genesis 14, 18. "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hands. And he gave him tithe of all." Abraham gave Melchizedek tithe of everything that he had. And now I want to quote to you from the book of Galatians chapter 3. It says, "And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed." If you know Jesus, if you belong to Jesus, the Bible calls you Abraham's seed. We are the children of God, but we are also the children of Abraham. We are Abraham's seed, and whatever Abraham was blessed with, we have a right to those same provisions. Some people can't go on in God because they have a poverty mentality. Some have a victim mentality. Some people, they think the world owes them something. No, God gives seed to the sower, and God wants you to be blessed, and God wants you to be a blessing to others. My subject this morning, the blessings of Abraham. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the songs we have sung. Thank you for the power of your Spirit that we've already enjoyed in the house today. Thank you for your people. Lord, thank you for the privilege to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, to preach the Word of God. And Father, I pray you will give us a listening ear. Lord, I pray that you will save people. Lord, that you will deliver people, that you will break every chain, that you will fill people with your Spirit, Lord, because we need the power of the Holy Ghost to lead us and direct us in this life. Thank you for that anointing. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law in Galatians chapter 3. It says, being made a curse for us. He was cursed so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. God said we ought to be blessed with the blessings of Abraham. I don't know about you, but I want everything that belongs to me. I don't want somebody else's blessing, but I want everything that belongs to me. And the Bible says that I have a right and that you have a right to the blessings of Abraham. We are the children of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. Galatians 3:29 says, "If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So God has made some great promises. So how do we tap in to these blessings that God has purposed for us in his holy word? Now, I want you to think about the natural children of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, and how blessed of God they were. Amen. And we have a right to the same kind of blessings. God says that the blessings would come, but they come upon us by faith. He is not a Jew which is one outwardly. He is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is not of the flesh, but is of the heart. And we've had a blood transfusion. And the blood of Jesus Christ declares our victory. And we're in church today and we're saved by that amazing grace. And God has purposed some wonderful and great things for our lives. Hallelujah. And God's blessings belong to us because we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody go on and praise Him that you are saved. Hallelujah. That your name is in the book. That you have joy unspeakable that is full of glory. That you have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Oh, there are troubles in the world. There are all kind of heartaches and sorrows. But we are not of that people. We have God's joy. We have God's peace. And God carries us through those things. He said, when you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, when you go through the water, they shall not overcome thee. For I am the Lord thy God, and I'll see to it that you're more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. Go on and praise Him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. See, the blessings and the curses of the law, they're listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And if you belong to Jesus, you have a right to say, I am blessed and highly favored of God. We say that all the time around here. We never conclude a service hardly without saying, look at three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. I am blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed when I go out. I'm blessed in my basket. I'm blessed in my store. Say it. I'm blessed in the fruit of my body. I'm blessed in my bank account. I'm blessed in everything that I put my hands to. God has commanded me to be blessed by the blessings that come from the Most High God. Just like He blessed Abraham. Abraham recognized three things about God. He's the Most High God. He's possessor of heaven and earth. And He is a deliverer from every enemy that you face. Poverty is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Disease is an enemy. Sin is an enemy. The works of darkness, they're an enemy. Jesus Christ came to give us life and give us that more abundantly. The devil's modus operandi is a thief. He steals, kills, and destroys. But praise God for the power of the blood. I'm talking to a church now that's been blood washed, hallelujah, bought with the price, and full of God's joy. God's kingdom is within. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has commanded us to be blessed. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am blessed, blessed, blessed. Say it. Look at three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. Now shout it three times. I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. I am blessed and I cannot be cursed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had somebody try to curse me one time. They said, I curse you. I said, you can't do that. I said, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. I started, felt a little mean streak, and I started to say, I prayed it to come right back on you. But I didn't do that. Amen. I just let them go on. I said, you can't curse me. Balak tried to get Balaam to curse God's people. He said, I can't curse what God's already blessed. Nobody can curse you. God's already decided to, goodness and mercy. I said, they're following me everywhere I go. They're on my trail. Glory to God. They're on your trail. That's a hunting term. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. It's a hunting term. Follow me. They're trying to seek you, trying to get to you, trying to find you. Let me go and preach this thing. Hallelujah. Woo! Now, one of the blessings of Abraham was this. He was very rich. Look at it again, Galatians 13 and 2. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And notice that I read to you that Abraham was a tither. He gave Melchizedek a tenth of all that belonged to him. He sowed his seed into the kingdom of God, and God blessed him. See, God has a seed time, harvest time principle. And if you follow that principle, and if you sow your seed, God will bless you, and it's just that simple. And I don't believe that it's God's will for any of us to drag through life and not be able to pay our bills. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that it's God's will for you to be cast out of your home because of a foreclosure. I don't believe that. I don't believe that it's God's will for you not to be able to pay your utility bills. I get a lot of calls that people need their utility bills paid. Amen. I don't believe that it's God's will for you not to have food to feed your family. I just don't believe that's God's will. I don't believe that it's the will of God for you to just scrape by and barely have enough to take care of your basic needs. I do not believe that that is the will of God. I cannot read this book and find that God is a stingy God. God is a blesser. God is a good God. God is our heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And God knows how to give good gifts to his children. Amen. I believe that it's God's will for us to have an abundance. I believe that it's God's will for us to own our own home. I believe that it's God's will for us to drive a decent automobile, a Lincoln Town Car if you want to, hallelujah, or maybe a Lexus or whatever you want to drive. That's your business, amen. I believe it's God's will for us to have plenty of clothes to wear. I believe it's God's will for us to be able to send our children to school and to college if they want a college education. I believe that, amen. I believe that God wants us to be able to own our own business if we want one. God is the dream maker. He put that dream in your heart. I like to preach about dreams because God gives us great dreams. God has a dream for your life. God said, I know the thoughts I have for you, not thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. I believe that God wants us to be blessed financially. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. People ask me, they say, are you one of those prosperity preachers? Well, what kind of preacher do you want? Do you want a poverty preacher? Well, I know myself what it is not to have, and I know what it is to have. And let me tell you, having is a whole lot better. And God has a principle, and God's purpose is to bless your life. That's what God has purposed for you. Amen. I don't know, you know, why some preachers go to the extreme. I know they do, but I'm not going to the extreme with this thing. I'm not doing that. I'm a Bible preacher. I preach the Word of God, and God wants us all to be blessed. Somebody said, well, Jesus said, the poor you shall have with you always. That's true, but that doesn't mean you've got to be among that number. It just means we need to be blessed so we can help those that are poor. We can help them get on their feet. We can preach the everlasting gospel. We can get them saved. We can teach them. We can disciple them. We can get them into the house of God and get them into God's blessings. Hallelujah. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon their lives. This is a giving church. I'm preaching this because I want you to get more and more and more from God. And I want more and more from God because there's a world that needs to be saved. Go on and praise God. It takes money to take the bread to the world. Hallelujah. See, I'm not trying to get something from people. I'm trying to get something to people. I'm not here trying to line my pockets. Amen. This church pays me, and I'm retired from the business world, and I've got income sources coming because I sowed seeds long, long years ago. Amen. And I'm trying to get God's people into the blessings of God. And God set up the universe in a seed time, harvest time principle. And whatever you sow, that's what you reap. And every seed produces after its own kind. If you sow nothing, guess what? You reap nothing. Every good farmer knows that. Nothing times nothing equals nothing. Zero. Do you want a poverty preacher? One who says it's the will of God that you be poor, and one that says it's the will of God that you not be able to pay your debts. Do you want a preacher who would say you ought to go hungry, you ought to go naked, you ought not to have anything, you ought to just be poor? Don't you know Jesus was poor? Well, dear God, he left the splendors of glory, walls of jasper, gates of pearl, came from heaven's throne to earth's manger to redeem you and me. I imagine that's a long way to descend. That's where we're headed, back to where Jesus came from. We're looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And here's where I want you to see him. And is set down at the right hand of his majesty on high, Lord and high priest of a new and a better covenant that he cut with his own precious blood so he could redeem you, so he could deliver you from the curse. Amen. Go on and praise God. We are blessed, 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 blessed. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. The Bible says we have a right to the blessings of Abraham. Jesus preached about the blessings. 9 times he talked about in the Sermon on the Mount the blessings. Every time he would pick up a little child, he would bless them. How do you know that? Because he was a rabbi. And that's what the rabbis would do. They would release a sixfold blessing upon him. And Jesus said, suffer the little children to come to me. I want to bless them. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you grace. He said, the Lord smile upon you. He pronounced that blessing every time that little children came. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He's a healer. He's a savior. He's a sanctifier. He's a Holy Ghost baptizer. He's the all in all. And whatever you need, praise God, you can come to the throne of grace and tap into God's richest resources through faith. Amen. Look at this right here. This is Jesus preaching. Matthew 7:11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He said good things, didn't he? That's what Jesus preached. So God is interested in your physical well-being. And God is interested in your spiritual well-being also. Look at Luke 11:13. Jesus preached this. He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You have a right to be saved. You have a right to be delivered because of the power of the blood and the price that was paid. And you have a right to be baptized in the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. So when you need to talk to God and you don't have the words to say it, the Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. The Bible says, we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Glory to God. Sometimes you just don't have the words to articulate to God what you're feeling. You don't know how to tell him what you're going through. And the Holy Ghost, he comes alongside of us and he begins to pray through you in a divine heavenly language, and he prays the will of God. That's why we're Pentecostal people. Not so we can shout and dance, though we can tap into the resources of God. Hallelujah. The letter killeth, the Spirit giveth life. Tap into God and get all of God you can. Go on and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus said, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ever ask. But look at what Jesus said. Here's the church's problem right here. Look at Matthew 6:33. This is Jesus. He's a great preacher. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, stuff, it shall be added unto you. He said, live holy. He said, get out of that sin. Quit shacking up. Quit shooting up. Quit running around. Amen. So we got them in the church that think they can live like the world. No, God says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll add everything you'll ever need. Amen. Everybody shout all these things. See, God wants to supply all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Live right. Give right. Hallelujah. And God will bless you. God has a dream for you. I wished I had discovered this when I was much younger. But I discovered that God is a dream maker. I love to preach about dreams. I do. I love to encourage young people to remember the Creator in the day of your youth. There's a lot more inside of you. There's omnipotence inside of you if you're saved. And you can do a lot more than you think you can do. Because if you are Christ and Christ is yours, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Amen? Hallelujah. God said, the silver is mine. The gold is mine. The earth and the fullness thereof. But look at this, Deuteronomy 8:18. This is what happens to a lot of people in the church. God says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. It's God and not the devil that gives you power to get wealth. If it's God that gives us power to get wealth, then wealth cannot be evil. money is not evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and they've given themselves over to seducing spirits. Amen. But money answereth all things, the Bible says. Money is good if you use it. What kind of spirit is on your money? Is it the spirit of mammon or the spirit of God? I'm trying to get God's spirit on your money today. Amen. It is God that gives us the power to get wealth. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, he said, when you come into the land and you have plenty of bread and you have plenty of water and you have plenty of goods and you lack nothing, God said, don't forget me. God said, don't you forget me at the place of fullness of bread. I'm the one that blessed you. I'm the one that gave it to you. I love you. That's what God is saying. See, God's dream for you is that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he wants the world to know that you have a good heavenly father. That's why one of the reasons he blesses us. He wants the world to know that he's your heavenly father and that your heavenly father is a good father. Amen. He said, when you come into that land that you lack nothing, see, that's God's dream. He said, I don't want you to lack for anything. See, some of you have barely enough money to live from week to week. Some of you have barely enough money to get the things that your children have need of. Some of you just live from paycheck to paycheck and you never save anything. Somebody told me, said, why they can't pay their tithes, they can't even pay their utility bills. And I knew the person and I knew who they were talking about. I said, have you ever considered the reason that they cannot pay their utility bill is because they have not paid their tithe and they have robbed God? See, God keeps good records. He knows those who rob him. He knows those who have taken tithes and offerings that they should not have taken. I could have taken that check that was in my pocket. It was just left out blank. Said, fill it in the way you want to. And I got a check from the North Carolina Conference. I could have taken that money and nobody would have ever known it except me and God. But this church is going to pay my way to the General Conference. And so I took that money that they gave me as a scholarship and I sowed it. I said, God, you gave me some seed to sow. Somebody wrote me that check and it was mine to do with as I pleased. But I said, I'm going to sow it, God. You gave me some more seed. And I put it in the go offering. I believe in world missions. I believe in souls. I believe in getting people into the kingdom of God. Everything we do in this church, it may not look like it, but it's all pointed at one thing, and that is building God's kingdom and getting people saved out of the cesspools of sin and iniquity and into the blessings of God. Somebody go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to have abundance. God wants you to have more. Somebody said, that's hard for me to believe, preacher. Well, believe the Bible. I'm preaching Bible today. You have to shake yourself. You have to get out of that poverty mentality. I had to do it. I had to get out of that. Amen. I had to look in this book and say, God, what belongs to me? What else belongs to me? I remember a song. John Owens back there one time, he said that he got a hold of this song, I want everything he paid for. That was the name of it. I want everything Jesus paid for. If my body's sick, praise God, I want to be healed. If I have a need, praise God, I want my Father to take care of it. If I have a problem, I can cast all my cares upon him. You can cast them upon him because he cares for you. He loves you, hallelujah, with an unfailing love, amen. You have to get the right attitude about God. Get out of the attitude that God is pleased when you have lack. God is not pleased with that. He's not. The Bible says God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Amen. He takes pleasure in that. Everybody say that. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. God takes pleasure in the prosperity. Hear yourself say it. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. See, God takes pleasure in my prosperity, not in my poverty. God wants us blessed, and we need to realize that. God wants you to have a raise. God wants you to get a bonus. One of our staff members, his wife, She got a check this week, a whole month paycheck she wasn't expecting, and $1,000 bonus. I told her, I said, you are blessed and highly favored of God. Since they've come to this church right here, their income has shot up $12,000 to $15,000 in increase. They heard about the blessings of God and began to expect those blessings. Not only do you got to sow it, you got to expect God. That's what faith is. Expect God to reward you. Amen. See, God has a plan to bless you. It's called tithes and offerings. It's called seed time and harvest time. Amen. Somebody said, well, the tithe is in the law. I have them tell me that all the time. Well, I won't argue with them. I say, well, it is in the law. But it was long before the law, more than 400 years before the law. Abraham was a tither, and he gave the first tenth of his income to God. And he was rich in cattle, rich in gold, and rich in silver, because he understood seed time, harvest time. Guess what? Moses wrote the five books of the Bible, the first five books. But Abraham, he was a man of faith, and he understood covenant, the blood covenant. He understood the tithe. He understood seed time, harvest time that Moses wrote in Genesis 8 and 22. As long as earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease, day and night, cold and heat, winter and summer. He knew those things. God gave that man, Abraham, the father of the faith, he gave him revelation. And God is trying to get revelation to his people. Go on, praise God. We need to understand the word of God. Hallelujah. Abraham was a tither. He gave 10% of all his income to God. I read it to you. And God has always taught that. He has. Your money and my money can do a lot of things. And your money can help you prove that God is first. Amen. You prove that God is first by giving him what belongs him. That is the first dime out of every dollar. And it's God's plan for his church, for the people in the kingdom of God, to realize that the first tenth of our increase belongs to him. It does not even belong to us. And we can prove that God is first by our money by giving him the first tenth. And secondly, we can use those money to help evangelize the world. Amen. We should give tithes and offerings over and above our tithes to help reach out to a lost, suffering, dying, crying, sighing world. The world is hurting. You got Jesus. Wonder what they feel like without Jesus. Would you want to be in this world of sin in the last days without Jesus? We've got a mandate from God to gather the end time harvest. And Joseph, God sent him down into Egypt to gather all those that bread and fill it in the bonds, because he knew his people were going to have a need. And Joseph fed the world. And what we're trying to do is feed the world the gospel, the bread of life, the word of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what God left us down here to do. Amen. And tithes and offering, that's God's plan. God didn't leave a few fishermen and tax collectors down here to evangelize the world without a plan. What if General Motors didn't have a plan? What if all the great corporations in this nation didn't have a plan? Do you think they're any wiser than God? They have a plan. Amen. God gave us the greatest blessings of all and the greatest business of all in this world, and that is to reach out and to gather the end time harvest. Amen. And God's plan is tithes and offerings for his church. And God is trying to get you into his economy and out of the world's economy. And you'll understand that as this message progresses. Amen. God's plan is not only to bless the church, but God's plan is to bless the people that bless his church. Amen. And that's tithers. You see, tithing is sowing a seed. And God gives seed to the sower. He gives seed to the sower. He handed me some. He's handed you some. Somebody said, if the money in your hand cannot meet your need, then it's your seed. And that's what faith is all about. It's just trusting God and proving God. And God gives increases to those who honor him with their seed. Look at Proverbs 3 and 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase, So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That sounds like good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, just bursting out. Hallelujah. You see, God is interested in your barns. God is not broke. God is not bankrupt. God is not in a bad mood. He doesn't have any bad moods. Amen. God makes his streets out of gold. He has walls of jasper and gates of pearl. He's rich, rich, rich beyond your wildest dreams and imaginations. Hallelujah. He says, Proverbs 3 and 5 about us, that we're to honor him. He wants us to be people of faith. He wants us to trust him with the first fruits of all our increase and then with offerings. Amen. And he said, if you will do that, if you will plant your seed, then you can reap a harvest. If you plant a seed, you're going to reap a harvest. A tomato seed will always be a tomato. A peach seed will always be a peach. An apple seed will always be an apple. God never gets mixed up with what's in the seed. And I can promise you this, that a money seed always produces money. Love always produces love. Kindness always produces kindness. Goodness always produces goodness. Mercy always produces mercy. God never gets mixed up with what is in a seed. Hallelujah. He said, if you will honor me with the first fruit of your increase, I will fill your barns. God is interested in your bonds. God is interested in your storehouse. God is interested in your bank account. God is interested in your checking account. God is interested in your savings account. God is interested in your checking and in your investments. And God is interested in your well-being. Hallelujah. God said, I'll fill them up. He said, all you have to do is sow your seed. He said, I'll fill them up. I'll pour you out a blessing. There'll not be room enough to contain it. You'll have to get another bank to put your money in so it can be insured. Amen. Hallelujah. God says he will bless you. You say, well, I don't believe that. I don't believe God thinks like that. Some people tell me stuff like, I just don't believe God thinks like it. I said, read the book. Read the book. Look how good God is. Hallelujah. See, they say, I don't believe God thinks like that. Yes, he does. I know him. And I know him. And the Bible says, they that know their God, that they believe that he is, and that they believe that he is a rewarder. I said a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What kind of God do you know? I know my God, and he is a rewarder. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. I know my God, and he's a giver. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Every child of God knows that God is a good God and that God takes care of his children. But if you won't honor him, he has nothing to bless you with because he cannot violate his word. Amen. We honor him with the little, and then he gives us more, and we just keep on tithing, and we keep on giving. I saw it one day like a man that had a field, and he only had an acre, and his neighbor had 2 acres, another neighbor had 3 acres. And so he goes and plants his acre, and he didn't get much of a harvest, the acres were. And he saw his neighbor's 2 acres sitting there. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you 25% for the use of your land, and I keep the 75%. He said, okay. So now he's got 100% of this increase, 75% of this. He did the same deal over here on those acres. And now he's sown in so many fields that he has a continual blessing that's following him. And that's why God wants us to sow consistently, so that you plan for today, your harvest for tomorrow. God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, if you'll honor me, I'll bless you. That's God's plan. That's God's seed time, harvest time principle, and you need to understand that in order to tap into the blessings of Abraham. I preached it in my sermon on Father's Day. God told Abraham 5 things. He said, if you will do these 5 things, God said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. God said, I want you to get out. I want you to get out from that land of those pagans and that pagan worship. And if you'll get out, God said, then I'll show you something. God said, and after I show you something, see, that's why we renew our mind by the word of God. God said, after I show you something, God said, I'll make you. God said, and after I make you, Abraham, then I'm going to bless you. Then God said, Abraham, after I bless you, woo, I'm going to make you a blessing. That's God's plan for everything. That's the blessings of Abraham that we should be looking to. You cannot have the blessings of Abraham unless you do the things that Abraham did. And he honored of God. Amen. Israel tried to do that, and God had to send them a prophet to help them. Look at what God said in Malachi 3 and 6. He said, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He said, you should be consumed, but I don't change. I gave my word. I'm not going to consume you. Look at the next verse. Even from the days of your father, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me. What a gracious God, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? They hadn't figured it out yet. How shall we return to you, God, they asked. And he begins to talk about tithes and money. They said, how shall we return to you, God? God said, get your pocketbook out. Quit stealing from me, because your heart will follow the tithe. That's what God said. See, we're trying to evangelize the world, and that takes tithes and it takes offerings. They help us to evangelize the world, and that's what missions that we give to and go offerings, they're all about. Amen. That's why we give. That's why we go. The Father is waiting for the precious fruit of the earth. I came by a church today that they started. A Muslim church. We've got the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're starting that kind of thing in our nation. God help us to get rid of that political correctness. I feel a mean streak coming on. Get back to the Bible and preach the everlasting gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It took God's blood. It took precious blood. It took holy blood. It took the blood of God. God the Son came down, went to an old rugged cross and shed his blood. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We need to tell the world you're in the wrong thing and you'll die and go to hell without Jesus Christ. And hell is not for a day. Hell is not for a week. Hell is not for a month. Hell is not for a year. Hell is forever and ever and ever. And God put a church down here to get the harvest gathered in time. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. How shall we return to God? Look at Malachi 3 and 8. It says, will a man rob God? God's talking to the nation of Israel, the seed of Abraham. Ye have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. God said, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation. Now look at Malachi 3 and 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that's the local church, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of heaven. Hallelujah. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. God said, go ahead and test me. God said, go ahead and prove me. God said, check me out. Experiment with me. God said, give me an opportunity to prove myself to you. God said, test me. Prove me. God said, I'll show you what I can do if you'll give me something to work with. Don't let the devil talk you out of tithing and giving to missions. Amen. There are over 5 billion souls on planet Earth right now. And the church needs to reach out to them. And this is our hour to reach out and bring the harvest of souls into the kingdom of God. God said, you've robbed me. You've robbed me. Is God saying, you have robbed me of gold and of silver? That's not what God is saying at all. That's not what God is saying. God does not have to have your money. God loves you. God wants to bless you. That's his plan. He wants to bless your life. That's why he gives you something to sow. He gives seed to the sower. Now listen. He said, you have robbed me. God said, you have tied my hands. You have robbed me of opening the windows of heaven up to you. You have robbed me of pouring out a blessing to you that you cannot contain. You have robbed me of rebuking the devourer for your sake. That's what God is talking about. Amen. He is a loving heavenly Father. I had a preacher told me the other day, I believe if you don't pay your tithe, you'll die and go to hell. I said, I don't believe that at all. I said, God said the blood of Jesus washes away all sin. I said, the whole principle is a seed time, harvest time, that God wants to get his people out of the world's economy and into his economy. You can believe what you want to believe, but I believe God is a good God. You know, once in a while, I give my children gifts, amen. But I've never had one of them tell me, I don't want your money. Why, Daddy, don't give me that money. Hey, sweetheart, I love you. I told her the other day I got some money coming. Amen. They make me take it. I'm 71. They started to make me take some last year. I said, I'm going to give you something. And I'm going to give all three of them something. My wife said, how about me? You going to give me something? She gets it all anyway. Hallelujah. But I've never had one of my children tell me, I don't want your money, Daddy. If you've got children, if you've got children that are starting a family, give them now. Don't wait till they're old and gray-headed. Praise God. Sow something into their life. You got it? Give it. Woo! Oh, man, that's a good sermon title. You got it? Give it. Hallelujah. Give it. Bless them. And you're sowing a seed into their life. And when you do, it'll come right back to you. Amen. See, if they told me, I don't want your money, Daddy, that would break my heart. It would. And that's what God is saying. God is saying, I'm a good God. I'm your heavenly Father. And I want to bless you. I want you to trust me is what God is saying. I want you to prove me. But if you have robbed me, he said, I can't trust you if you won't give me $1, one dime out of every dollar. God says, I want to trust you. I want to bless you. I want to open those windows. But you've robbed me of my opportunity to do it because I have bound myself by my word. I know it's been preached wrong for a lot of years. I've heard it preached wrong for a lot of years. But God is not saying, I need your gold and silver. God is saying, I need your obedience. Because I want to get the blessings of Abraham upon your life. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
God is so good.
I love you so much, Lord. I honor you, Lord. Help me to honor you with everything. Not only, Lord, the resources you send through my hand, but with my life, oh God, help me to honor you. Help me to honor you, Lord, with my attitude. Help me to honor you, Lord, by going the extra mile when my body says stop. But God, there's a harvest. There's souls, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to take what we have here and increase it, God, that we may gather the precious fruit of the earth. You're a good God. Hallelujah.
God is so God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. He's so
Let's come down and sing our song and pray our prayer to Him as Pastor Ricky leads us. Let's come to the altar. Say, Lord, I want to honor You with everything. I honor You with my heart. I surrender it completely to You. Everybody come down to God's altar. Just something about the altar where we say, God, I'm coming to You. Come in real close so everybody can get in. Hallelujah.